I feel very blessed that the UACIC program was there. I mean, it really just prepares you very well for the CIC.
Welcome to Speaking Insurance, a weekly podcast where we talk with successful insurance and risk management professionals to gain some insight into what makes them so successful and talk about the topics that are relevant to you. This is Speaking Insurance. A few weeks ago in this podcast, we introduced the University Associate Program. This is a program sponsored by the National Alliance as a way to introduce young professionals to the insurance and risk management industry. The UA program allows university students to earn one of two designations, the UACIC and the UACRN, while obtaining college credit. By earning these designations, these students receive credit for the first two parts of the corresponding designations, CIC and CRN. We talked before with Olivia Yeager, the youngest person to have earned the UACRM designation and gone on to achieve the CRM designation. Today we're talking with Kelsey Walker, who at age 23 is one of the three youngest to have earned the UACIC designation and gone on to achieve the CIC designation. So we'll get her perspective as a young professional who recently went through the UA program at the University of Central Arkansas and now has a job as an account manager at Bancorp South Insurance Services. So Kelsey, first of all, for somebody who maybe hasn't heard of the UACIC program, can you kind of explain what it is and what it is that you get out of this program?
I would explain it as it's a good foundation. It kind of gives you a little bit of real world, you know, applicability to instead of just sitting in a classroom, you know, with an insurance book in front of you, you read a policy and you learn about claims and how it can, you know, how it can apply to real people. And I think that it's a good starting point, and it helps you kind of differentiate yourself after graduation versus somebody who just has a degree. You kind of have an extra education on top of the degree. So I think it really helps.
So how did it help you to have the designation when you came out of college and you were looking for a job?
I think it definitely shows, the initiative to not only get a degree or finish a degree, it shows that, you know, you've taken that extra step to get more education and that you're serious about, you know, staying in the industry and you're looking for a good job to, you know, continue on with your CIC. And it's a really good starting point for somebody who's just coming into the industry. I mean, I can't say enough good things about it.
So coming out of college, you already had the UACIC designation. How long after that did it take you to earn your CIC?
Well, I guess it was about a full year. I graduated college in December, and then I took the April, July, and November CIC classes and passed. Thankfully, I passed all of them the first time. So about a year after college is when I had completed the CIC designation.
Okay, that's pretty impressive. You got all three of the remaining courses knocked out in 1 year.
Yeah, I just wanted to get them out and get them over with and move on. And I remember just thinking, I hope I pass these the first time. You know, always that little bit of anxiety that goes along with that. But
so how were the courses? Were they any more challenging than the UA courses you had already taken?
Well, the big difference, I mean, the questions were the same, and the question types were the same. They were the essay questions. But the big difference was the UACIC courses were over a semester versus the CIC courses being over 3 days. And so that was the biggest difference and the biggest challenge was, you know, you cramming all this information into 3 days and then you're being tested on it. And so that, I mean, that's the biggest difference. But other than that, I mean, the questions were the same, you know, the materials were the same.
So now that you have the CIC designation, what are your career goals moving forward?
I want to continue to grow as an agent and continue to learn. I mean, this industry is ever-changing, and I just want to continue down that path.
Are there any unique habits that you have or just anything that you consistently try to do that you feel contributes to your effectiveness in your job?
Well, I mean, I think that one of the things that I consistently try to do is, you know, I feel like I'm lucky enough to be placed in an agency that has, you know, a lot of more experienced agents. You know, me being new to the insurance industry, I feel like I have good resources around me that I know that I can ask a question to. And you know, it's just about utilizing those resources. Reading policies, to be honest, it's kind of it sounds simple, but I think that that is a big part of what we can do as insurance professionals, is read policies and make sure that we know that, you know, how a policy will respond in the event of a claim. So, you know, we don't need any, the insurance industry doesn't need any more help, you know, getting a bad rep. So I try to I guess use the resources that are around me the best way that I know how.
Are there any resources? I mean, I know you already talked about resources within the office, but are there any other, you know, outside resources that you turn to, whether it be, you know, like any online publications or just anywhere you go to stay up to date, you know, or to sharpen the saw?
Well, I kind of as a look back at different things, you know, I definitely still have my CIC books and all of my material from college, and I look at that. You know, if you have a question about a term or something, you can whip those out, and those are, you know, you can read it word for word. But as far as online, there are a few blogs that I've kind of signed up for, and I get email notifications, you know, and they kind of keep you up to date with, you know, legislation that's passed and things that are coming in the pipeline, you know, for the next legislative session. And so
what are some of these blogs?
I've been on the DNO Diary is one that I get an email about, and then I'm Advising is also one that I've looked up. And
okay,
and a lot of things is that, you know, I Google things all the time. It's like something's happening, you know, it's Google's at your fingertips, so you find out, you know, about it.
So what excites you about your job that you're in now?
Well, I think that it's ever changing. I know that it will never be boring. You know, it's like there's always something that's coming up, and somebody's always got a claim to turn in, or somebody always has an issue. And so there's always, you know, you kind of, they're like brain teasers, you know, you kind of try to figure things out and help, you know, help clients in the best way possible. And, you know, I think it's really rewarding to me is when, you know, a claim happens or a client has an issue and you fix it, or the claim, you know, is paid, and they're just so appreciative and just want to, you know, thank you and shower you with love. And that's really rewarding and exciting for me.
Definitely. Are there any challenges that you have in your position? Anything that you've struggled with?
Well, I think that sometimes being younger, it definitely is an advantage, I think, coming in, you know, with a good insurance background, but sometimes it can kind of be turned into a negative, you know, the stereotype of, oh, well, that's a young person and they don't necessarily know as much, or, you know, the millennials, you know, they have a mind of their own. And so I think that has its challenges, but I wouldn't say it's a bad thing or it's something that can't be overcome. But I have, you know, kind of ran into that a little bit.
So how do you overcome the challenges that this presents?
I guess just perform well. And it's like, you know, if somebody is kind of like a, I'm going to prove you wrong type mentality. Reading the policies are just a big thing. I mean, if you don't know the answer to something, find out. And then using those resources that we talked about, you know, and Google it. You know, if you don't know something, Google it.
Now, so Kelsey, if you could go back in time to when you first started pursuing a career in insurance, what advice would you give to yourself?
Well, I think that the biggest thing that that I would say to myself is that a degree and all of the education that you've had, that's just going to get you into the door. You know, you're always going to be learning. You know, you always need to be willing to learn something. And the insurance, I mean, it changes all the time, and it's changed a lot in the 2 years that I've been, you know, in the industry. And, you know, be patient.
Is there anybody, you know, perhaps within the industry, or just anybody that you've kind of looked to for support or, you know, for guidance as you've gone through your career at this point?
Well, the professor at the college that I went to, UCA, Dr. John Bratton, he is just amazing. I know that he keeps in touch with all of his graduates, and he's, you know, always willing to help. And if you need something, I mean, he'll there. I mean, I still have his cell phone number saved in my phone. So he's been a really, really, really good support system for me, and somebody that I've really looked up to. And then, you know, my bosses here at the agency, any question that I've had, you know, about my education or career development in the future, you know, I've kind of asked them what their thoughts were, and we've kind of went down that road together. So
cool. Well, that's about all the questions I had, but was there anything else you wanted to touch on? Maybe anything that we didn't get to?
Well, I mean, I guess just in closing, I think that, you know, the National Alliance, I feel very blessed and very grateful that the UACIC program was there, you know, for me to pursue in college, and I was able to kind of have a head start on the CIC versus having, you know, I couldn't have finished the CIC in 1 year, you know, if I didn't have the UACIC. So I'm very, very grateful and very thankful to have gotten that and had that before I graduated.
So then what would you tell someone perhaps who was maybe, you know, in college and maybe had the opportunity to take this program, but wasn't sure if it was something that they needed or wasn't really sure what it was? Is there anything you would tell them?
I definitely would recommend it. I mean, very highly recommend it. And just because you have the UACIC, I mean, you don't have to get the CIC after that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a requirement. And so if you know, you get out and you complete the UACIC and you get out and you don't like insurance or you don't want to pursue the CIC, I mean, you don't have to, but you still have that good, you know, the background to fall back on.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you're not making a commitment to anything.
Right, right. And, you know, it's only two courses.
Yeah, these are like college courses, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be like, you know, like a 3-credit college course, right?
Right, right. And, you know, you're getting, it's almost like you're double dipping. You know, you're getting UACIC credit and also getting college credit. So it's a win-win. I mean, I definitely don't see any disadvantages.
Yeah. And so for you, since you majored in this field, did that count towards your degree program?
It did. We actually had, and the two UACIC programs were taught in the same semester. And so, or the courses were taught in the same semester. And so it was a life and health course and then a property and casualty course, which I think that's the CIC casualty course that they have. And so it just, I mean, the tests were the same tests that the CIC people take, their essay style questions. And that, I mean, it really just prepares you very well for the CIC.
Well, thanks for joining us, Kelsey. You can find more information on the University Associate Program and designations by visiting thenationalalliance.com/academy. And remember to check out the National Alliance on LinkedIn and let us know your thoughts on today's podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future podcasts, drop us a comment and let us know. This is Speaking Insurance.